59 and 62. Got a quick question. Who has more fun than Casey and Amy at Make-A-Wish North Dakota? Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in to talk about, of course, I always say this is one of my favorite events that you guys do. Talking cow pie bingo. For people that don't know, listening to this going, what in the world? And this is all through Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Explain what's going to be happening in Tyler.
Okay. So on Friday, June 20th in Tyler, we're going to have our second annual Wish Upon a Pie. And it's called cow pie bingo. For those of you that don't know, we let a cow out into the parking lot. We have 100 squares on the ground, and wherever the cow decides to do its thing,
mm-hmm.
lay its pie, that person will win $5,000. And we are so excited to say that we have no tickets left. We are sold out.
Completely sold out.
Yes.
Boy, I love hearing
so,
that.
So if you wanted a chance, keep
maybe
us in
next
mind.
Year.
Next year.
Maybe
yeah.
next year.
Yeah, so it's a great night. We let the cow out at 6 o'clock, so it's from 5 to, you know, if the cow does its thing early, then it's a little bit earlier, but there's a one-hour limit, and if after that 1 hour the cow hasn't went, then it's wherever its right hoof is, whatever square.
Okay.
So again, there's only one winner, and we do two rounds. So we do it twice, and very excited to say also we have some new cows coming this year.
All right.
And I hear it's Trixie and Scarlet.
Trixie and Scarlet.
Yeah, and perhaps maybe Georgia if one of them is... doesn't work out.
All right. So. Let's hope we got some bovine regularity going here.
Yeah. So also,
we have a judge.
Another, we have a judge, a new judge this year, which is a Make-A-Wish child. So that's exciting. So again, nobody will argue with the judge. The
right.
judge is the final say on which square the pie is in.
Okay. Did you have trouble with that last year? Like, was kind of like not
yeah,
where it
so,
should be?
Yeah. I mean, both the cows came in. I don't know. They were probably nervous and
they were really excited. They went really fast.
Well, yeah. I would be yeah. too with like 100 people yeah. watching me going, what's going on? You had a great turnout for this too last year.
Yeah,
too.
We did. We're always looking for bigger and better each year. So.
All right.
It rained early on in the day,
right.
so setup wasn't as fun for these guys.
Uh-huh.
But then it turned out to be a nice day. Texas Crossing will also be having food that night for us. It's a $10 donated donation. Texas Crossing will be giving $4 back for every plate of food that is served. They're having pulled pork sandwiches, chips, pickles, potato salad, and baked beans.
Well, that sounds really good. Now you got me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah. So also during the night, we want to have other events to make it family friendly. So we do a cow pie, or what would we say?
Like cow, a pie walk.
A pie walk. People may call it cake walk, whatever. So we are in very desperate need of some pie makers. So
okay.
if there's any bakers out there, even if you don't want to make a pie, we would be taking on some sweets too, just something to give away during some of those events. But pie bakers, if you're out there, please let any of us volunteers know if you want to make 1, 20, whatever you want. We definitely,
you're not fuzzy. Yeah.
Yes. Any. They will be sitting outside, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
You know, for what kind of pie you may make. So.
Well, I know in the Twin Towns we got a lot of great people that do a lot
yeah,
of good baking.
For sure.
So
and
if you're out there
had,
hearing this,
we had some great pies. So
we did.
All right.
Great treats.
Right. We hope to do more with that. We also have Aurora coming. She came last year. And for free will, she's doing some lemonade, some slushies, some temporary tattoos, some glitter freckle tattoos.
Is there anything Aurora's not doing?
No, she's so busy.
Man.
Right. Yeah, she does those lemonade stands for those of you that know on 11th Street by
uh-huh.
Smith Motor. She
right.
does hot chocolate for us.
In the winter.
Yeah.
And again, everything going to Make-A-Wish North Dakota. So this is going to a great cause.
Yeah. So, you know, events like this wouldn't be possible without everyone's help. We need, you know, we're partnering up with some businesses as well. Next week, Simple Nutrition, they're going to make some special teas and shakes all week.
Okay.
I think a name them the cow's names. They're going to come up with some fun stuff there.
She did that last year,
Yeah, she did that last year with proceeds going to Make-A-Wish again. So Simple Nutrition next week. Stay tuned for details on that, on what we're going to do. But, again, she... Any businesses, we will work with you. You work with us. You know, if you guys have any swag to give out, we have door prizes. So we would gladly take that for this event.
It's going to be well attended, too. So whatever you give is going to get some visibility.
Right.
So definitely step up there.
Correct.
What else you got?
We'd just like to thank Scott's Electric. He's going to be sponsoring, or they are going to be sponsoring the music and the DJ for that evening for our Cow Pie Bingo event. And so,
what kind of music do you play for Cow Pie Bingo? That would take some, I'd have to wrestle around.
I'm trying to think of
that.
The song that he played when first cow, was it Thunderstruck?
Thunderstruck,
I think
perfect.
You played that
perfect. I'm loving that. Yeah. I'm loving that. Going to be a great event. Again, everything benefiting Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Cover this one more time. When and where?
It is Friday, June 20th, out at Tyler, the Texas Crossing. We're going to start at 5 p.m. The cow will enter at 6 p.m. and will be in the ring for an hour, unless he does his business early, or she, I guess. And then we wait a little bit, and then the second cow will do the second round.
Okay. Fantastic. Boy, this is going to be a good time. How do you top this with all the promotions that you do? Because you guys are so great about doing promotions all year. And how do you top Cow Pie Bingo? It's kind of tough.
They're all different. It's fun. It's fun. All the events we do just have different turnouts, different people show up. But we could not do it without the support of the community.
And again, speaking of which, folks, if you can bake a pie, just get a hold of any one of you and help out. And you can take one pie or make one pie or... 20.
We will take pies, cupcakes, cookies, anything you want to bake.
All right.
Yes. It'll get eaten.
Amy Casey, thank you so much for stopping in. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, thank you. Thank you for having us, and thanks again for all the small town support that Make-A-Wish North Dakota receives from everyone.
Make-A-Wish North Dakota, one of our favorite groups around here, talking wishing upon a pie. Going to be a great event. It's 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.